Good evening, friends. It's a privilege to be here tonight to speak in the name of the Lord. And as I was noticing, we're having a little trouble with the, my second door. This is a sermon. This thing is a perfect meet unless something's behind the seat here. That's where a minister is, he's a meet until the Holy Spirit speaks to him. And then it becomes a servant of Christ. I think tomorrow morning is breakfast for the Christians. There is no designation of ministers and choosing businessmen whenever I'm speaking, and that's their next dessert convention. And so I just nodded my head to Brother Vela, who's back there picking up the toothpicks to see if it was right. Tomorrow night now is prayer for the sick. I'm going to try to let you out. I told Brother Vela a few minutes ago, I'm going to cut my voice about half and two because we're just a little late. But tomorrow night is the night we pray for the sick. Now, get on the phone tomorrow and get the people out here that is sick. Now, the prayer cards will be given out tomorrow afternoon at the afternoon service at the church. And those who are out of town and come from out of town or work and send out, I have the boys here to have some prayer cards here at 6:30 tomorrow night for those who could not get in for the afternoon service. If all possible, get the afternoon service and get the prayer cards from the boys there at 6:30 tomorrow night from the auditorium. Now, let's get straight to the message right quick. Expecting to see many of you in the morning at the breakfast, I suppose, it's been announced to you. And we'll be looking for you tomorrow. And that's about you, while we continue on with the service at the International Convention of Christian Businessmen. Over in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter and the 11th verse, I read a portion of God's Word. And as the eagle stirs up her nest, floweth over her young, floweth abroad her wings, and taketh them beneath them on her wings. I said last night I would speak tonight, the Lord willing, on the eagle stirring her nest. I spoke on this before over in Virginia a few months ago. And I know it was quite lengthy, so I just tried to speak on a few of the high spots. But there's something about nature. That if you look at nature, you see God. And God dwells in His universe, in His people, in His Word, in His Son. He just dwells in His flowers. He dwells in everything. God is universal. On the cross. And now in thinking of the eagle, I've asked and wondered why God likened this heritage to an eagle. And then it stirred my curiosity of being a rancher myself and watching the traits of the eagle, and how I've studied nature. Nature was my first Bible. I used to, before I knew one word in the Bible, when I was 21 years old, a man told me to look for James 5:13 in the Bible, and I was looking in Genesis to find it. 21 years old. And at 22 years old, I was an ordained Baptist minister in Missouri Baptist Church. The Lord was good to me. But I studied God from the way of nature to where I found Him. Just like a flower. I noticed you women here with your flowers. How they say a prune up in the summertime, then death of them. They bow their little heads to give up the life that's in them. The petals drop off, a little black seed drops out. Then we have a funeral procession. Did you know that? God has a funeral procession for His flowers. Sure. The fire rains come and cry, dirt and tears down, and bury the little black seed. Then along comes the cold rain. Brings us up from the top down, burst out of the seed and runs out. Burn it in the air, there is no bell, talk, no sleep, no nothing that you can find. Yet, he knows God has preserved the life. Just as that eastern sun begins to shine and warm up the ground, there's no sign to find that little flame of life, yet it's there and it lives with the man. And if God has made a way for a flower to live again, how much more has He made a way for a man to live again? Some time ago, I was having ice cream with an old Methodist preacher friend of mine. I used to sing a little song that I was speaking to you about. Now, he was a real Methodist. He wasn't just like a lot of Methodists today, just for the church. He was a Methodist. He had his sin. Like I've often said to his Pentecostal people, you Pentecostal people just got the same Holy Spirit we Baptists got. Now, we're not them kind of Baptists who still come in and join church. We get out there and keep one over the back where we come through. We have something we got here. God knows when you forgive Baptists like that. The old Protestant type of Baptist. Not just the one that believes in grace and brings a lot of good grace to the gospel, but one who believes in the grace of God and lives without the Holy Spirit. And I was having ice cream with this old Methodist friend of mine, and the agriculture hour was on. And over in Louisville, Kentucky, they were broadcasting and set the little 4-inch tub of made-up machine that could produce a grain of corn just as perfect as one that was good in the field. That you could reach your hand in the sack, that was a good machine to produce, but your hand in the sack that was raised in the field, mixed them together, there was no way of ever coming apart. Take them to the laboratory, let them open. They both have the same amount of calcium, moisture, their hearts are doing it, grains just the same. Everything just running is just as good at corn flakes as the other one, just as good at this, harmony, anything as the other. And they said there's only one way you can really tell. That's good. I said to this old Methodist, now if you don't want me to embarrass you, then I'll hold my hand. You can act like a Christian. You might dress like a Christian. You might impersonate a Christian in every way, but unless that grain of life is in there, you'll never lie on the resurrection. That machine can put all the moisture and all the calcium in there, but it can't put life in there. That's God. Work alone. You might be a Christian with just as far and perfect in your church as you can be, but except you're born again in the resurrection, you're later. All eternal life, God's life, will be raised up from the dust of the earth. Those watching the eagles and the birds, lots of times of great joy and has it been to me to watch them. And I begin to read what the eagles were, how many were. And you'd be surprised to know that there's 40 different types of eagles. The word itself means a carrier or a feeder with the beak, with the mouth. And that lichen, no wonder God lichen is heritage to eagles, his prophet, because they feed the word with the mouth by preaching. That's the easy lichen to eagles. Feeding the flock by the mouth. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word. So that's why he's one reason he was likening to evil. And another reason he likened to evil, an evil is a special bird. He can fly higher than any other bird there is. Well, I know a lot of people here, you think it's a hawk. The hawk is no equal to him at all. Well, if the hawk was trying to fly as high as an eagle, he would just get in a great area. The hawk can lose, the eagle can lose the hawk anytime. He can go so high that a hawk couldn't even breathe. And then in order to get up there, that means that he will have to be able to see far. Then another thing, you'll have to be a special male bird. If he wouldn't capacity to hold his big weight, let sin air. So when he gets up there, he has to be a special bird, special built bird, or he will never get up there. And that's the way a Christian is. He's just not remade over or something kind of a bird fixed over. He's born and made a Christian by birth. He's a special made bird. God designed. There's a boy of God, way high, far above the things of the world, and watch things that's coming in a distance. Why wouldn't dream to get up there unless he was able to stay there or to do some benefit while he was there? And that's the way the prophet is, the preacher, that can climb in the spirit far beyond anything. Very high in the height of inspiration. A real servant of God can climb so high till a man of mine can even find him. Because he's a special good person. Oh, how I love to think of that. I always like to be a little different anyhow from the things of that life, and I don't like the world or the things of the world, and I'm glad the world will be both different. Just made different. Now, you know, the rains and run around on the ground and the buzzards and soar, but he could never follow an eagle. He'd die. I'm just so glad that God's got some people that can climb above the things of the world. Way up high. And he has to be a special bird to do that. Then I notice again that he, the reason that he gets up there and is a special bird, not because that he desired to be a special bird, but because God made him a special bird. He is a special bird because he was born a special bird. That's the reason a lot of reformed church members can't follow a real Christian in the spiritual things. He's never been born again. He hasn't been designed for that purpose. No wonder you can't understand it, but even see. And another thing about the eagle renews his youth. Renews his strength and his youth. That represents the church again. Because a man can be baptized and away from God and put him in a good revival somewhere, and he renews his covenant. He renews his youth. He comes back to God, and he'll feel like he's all washed up and ready to go again. That's what evil does. He gets old, and his habits and things begin to fail, where he can't see good no more. Then all of a sudden, something happens to him, and he comes back like a young bird again. Well, I remember the first Pentecostal meeting I ever went to. It was at Mishawaka, Indiana. And they had about 500 preachers on the platform. And they said, we want every man up here just to stand up and say what church he belongs to, what his name is. And I just stood up and said, Baptist, William Lane, Baptist, sit down. All of them got through that day. I didn't notice many of the young preachers preaching. And I listened to their message. I thought they were kind of noisy, but you know, if you're not a little noise, it's the time you're there, If your religion hasn't got some emotion, I can prove you anything about emotion yourself. Right. When Aaron went into the Holy of Holies, they cut a pomegranate and a bell. And when that's the only way they go, he was still alive because he made a noise. That's about the only way you can tell the church is alive, and he knows it, amen, once in a while he's suffering. And a little fact that there's still life there somewhere. And I remember that night, they brought an old preacher out there. He was about 80 years old, had a health into the platform. Just had a little rim of cotton around here, the old Negro preacher, and just a little rim of cotton around like this, a great big old, one of those felt collar preachers, pigeon tail coats we used to call them. Walked out there at the platform, so there all the old fellow couldn't hardly speak. And he said, children, he touched his pet from over in Joel. Where are they foundation of the world. Turn in the order of fashion. And the morning stars coming together and the sons of God shouted for joy. Well, all the ministers that day have been talking about the life of the Lord Jesus on earth. But he picked him up about a million years before the world ever began, when the morning stars were singing together and the sons of God shouting for joy, going down the horizontal rainbow in the second coming. He's been on the platform about 5 minutes and Jesse jumped in the air and his heel says, "Glory!" Said, "You haven't got enough room to sit in your seat." He kicked off there like a little kid. I was about 23 years old. I said, "That's what I want. If you're going to open the room, do that, what would you do for the other one?" I want some of that. Oh, I'm so glad for all. And so the evil needs his youth. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run like lightning. They shall walk in that thing, and oh, how the Lord does universal illustration. Now, and another thing that evil has, he is a bird that has ambitions not to let his little ones be hurt. He builds his nest really high in the rock, and there he makes his nest for his young ones. How different it is with the other birds. How they build their nest down low. But the eagle goes high to build his nest. Some time ago, I was down to Cincinnati, Ohio, to the zoo. I got two little girls, a little boy, and how I love little children. And every time when I'm gone from them, so I come in, get in the house, one wants to take me back, and you know how it is. And I just love the little fellas, and I'm going to use them now for an expression. Some time ago, they get up in the morning, every evening gets up in the morning, gets on my lap first. And Rebecca is a little older than Sarah, and so Rebecca got up first, and she ran in and jumped across my leg, and her leg drawn, hung down to the floor, and she put her arms around me and began to hug me. And just then, the smaller girl came into the room. And she looked and Rebecca turned to Sarah and said, "Sarah, I've got all of Daddy. There's none left for you." And the little fellow, the little girl, puckered up her little lips to cry. And I motioned to her and put my other leg out. And she come over and jumped on my knee. And I put my arms around her, and she turned those big brown eyes and looked over to Rebecca and said, "Rebecca, you may have all of Daddy, but Daddy's got all of me." So that's the way it is, brother. You may have all of you, I'll get all of it. I want Christ to have all of you, everything that I am. Every fiber and every bit, I want him to hold me. How that God and does his great marvelous work. One day I was up in Colorado where I asked him a lot. And there was all the fall in the fall and the snow hadn't come yet and the elk herds were high. And the rancher, Mr. Jeffers, and I ranched together for years while we were hunting and we rode the land like you were just sitting here. And so we were about 2 days journey back to on Troublesome River, across the Troublesome River. And he separated that morning and he said, "Billy, I'm going over to look after some sheep, wild sheep, mountain sheep. But I'll meet you down at the other line camp, which is about 75 miles away. But I'll meet you down there about day after tomorrow because the elk is in the district." I said, "Okay, Jeff." So I went high, from to the timber line. And I tied my horses down in the bottom and be back the day after or something to pick them up. And I was walking along, and that time of year, it'll rain, and then the sun will shine, then it'll snow, and the sun will shine, and it come up a storm. And I got behind a tree and stood like this until the storm was over. It was raining and blowing. And I stood there and was thinking about how good God is. And how I was to be alone with him up there in the mountains. It was a blowdown near where I was, where the cliff would come to and blow the trees down. And as the storm went away, I began to think on the scriptures, the great meaning. And then the sun was setting in the west, and a great eye looking across the valley, and where the evergreen had grown up there high from the storm, it formed a rainbow. And all David said, "When the dew calls to the dew, if there's something in you that loves God, and you can see something that's godly, there's just something that takes a hold of and grips you." Now remember, I said, there he is, Jehovah, the great eye looking. There is the rainbow. That's his covenant. And I said in the New Testament, I remember reading that he was to look upon as jasper and sardis stone, Benjamin and Reuben, the first and the last, and the covenant of the rainbow over his head. And just then, an old great wolf piled up on the mountain, and the mate anchored down in the bottom. My mama's a half Indian, and my conversion never took it out of me. Oh, something began to call the deep, 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 the wild call. Then I heard the old boy bugle. He got turned away from the herd. And then something within me began to call out, "Oh, God, you are present. Where you are in the wolf call, where you are in the elk bugle, where you are in the rainbow, there you are in the setting of the sun. Lord, you are everywhere." And then I was amazed that a little old pine squirrel jumped up, a little old fellow about so long, and just all, that's the Irishman's eye, all fussed and feathered. He just began to jump up and down and cry all night, "He was going to tear me to pieces." Well, I said, "Little fella, what I've been doing when I felt that real deep call, I set my gun down against the tree and went around and around and around the tree just as hard as I go clean across the wall." Well, there's been somebody who wanted to set a maniac out here. But I didn't say what they thought. I was worshiping God. That's all I cared. I know he was there. And the person gets in shouts and says, "Your shouts are no good." You must ever only see God as precious to you and loving. And I thought, did I strike you, little fella? And I haven't noticed he wasn't paying much attention to me. But he cocked his little head and looked down. He's looking down at that blowdown. And the winds and the storm had forced a big eagle down. And we had the brown eagle in Colorado, which is a very big bird. And forced him in there. And that's what he was excited about. Well, I thought, "Well, why did you stop me from shouting?" Or something like that. This big eagle jumped up on one of the limbs. Great, big, gray-looking eyes. Beautiful bird. And he stood there just as straight. And I said, "Now, what did you want me to see in that eagle? You mean I could see you in that eagle? Why did you interrupt me from worshiping?" The way I was, around and around the street. Then I thought, "Well, there's one thing I can see in him. He's not afraid. And God's creatures are never afraid. You're not afraid of nothing." So then I noticed again, I said to him, "Do you know I could shoot you?" It's possible. Nobody else ever talked to him. You see, now I'm alone. So I said, "You know I could shoot you?" And I made out like a good reach from a gun. I see those big eyes with me. And I noticed he began to feel those feathers. See if everything was running on it. He knew that God gave him two wings. And you could trust those two wings. And you knew before I could get my gun to my shoulder, he'd be in the treetop, and I'd never seen him again. He knew what he was doing. Oh, I thought, how much more if God give an eagle two wings and you know that he was standing with him, what ought a Christian to do with the baptism of the Holy Spirit? How do I know where he's standing? Well, he's seen that I wasn't going to hurt him because I admired him. But he got tired of
the whole time for it. Set it. And finally, he just made a couple of big drops of drink, dropped his wings about twice, and he was outside the chamber, and then I seen what God would mean. He never fought no more. He just knew how to set those big strong wings, and as the wings came up there that he just wrote down waves on. He never moved a feather. He just knew how to set his wings. And he went all beyond that little old blind swirl till it becomes just a little dot. I stood there and wept like a baby. I said, that's it, God. It isn't John the Methodist and make it matter if you join the Baptist and service in the Pentecostals. That isn't it. It's just knowing how to set your wings in the power of his faith. And when the Holy Ghost comes in like a vessel, on. Away from this satisfied here, over the grace of the earth, satisfied. No such thing as divine healing. No such thing as that with the Holy Ghost. Just let your faith in the power of His Spirit and ride away without joining Baptist, Methodist, or Pentecost, or any of them. Just ride away upon the power of the Holy Ghost. Just tell you, say that and say, God, you still live and reign, and you're the same Lord Jesus. Ride away on His blessings. Certainly, He promises. One day, little Sarah and I was taking a walk. She was new. Now, I've seen the most satisfied I believe I ever seen. It was a eagle in a cage. They hadn't had him there very long. That great, big fella didn't have any feathers over his head. All his wings was beat off on the side. Now, watch him. He'd lay on the floor, take his hand. He'd get up. He'd look at those bars. He'd turn him off this way, so he got a start. And he'd fly across the land. He'd get against those bars, flopping his wings, knocking back in the floor. He'd get up, look at the bars somewhere else, walk back, get a start, and here he comes. He'd bump his head till he'd beat his head, so he'd have no feathers on his head or on his wings. And then it finally knocked him out of the floor, and he laid there. And his weary eyes, as he looked towards the sky, that was it. He was a heavenly bird. He was born to soar in the sky. And here he was, then not aware of ever being free again. I thought that was the most satisfied. I'd give that man $100 more than he paid for evil if he'd let me open that door in and out. All the faith that he was born to stay in those blue skies. But he looked up there and said, couldn't do it. Somebody would come in and say, I thought that was a sad sight. But brother, when I see men and women who are bound to be sons and daughters of God, based in their faith of denomination and theology, that they say that they were the males of the past one, and the people who look from the real thing of God, walking around out here trying to satisfy that blessed hunger that God put in you to thirst after Him, and satisfy the very thirst and drinking and joining churches and all these things, and then that's the saddest sight I ever seen. You were born to be anything that God destroyed us. And it's very unknown. God made you just. Not to be faith in my denomination, don't believe in miracles. I don't care what your denomination does. Your Savior says so. That settles it. Don't let no man touch you in the soul. You don't need any faith. You need to be free. The reason you look upward is because you're a violent people. The reason you love to do that is because God made you that. You can say quick work in a chicken cook. You are made to be an evil with fire the sky. The heavens above is changing your own. That's what's the matter tonight. That's what your hearts are hungering for. You should get loose and get free because you're an eagle to begin with. An eagle is an eagle to start with. He is born an eagle. That's what makes them hungry and thirst for righteousness. But as long as you're standing in a cage that says, the days of miracles is past. Oh, don't listen to those fanatics. There's no divine healing. There's no baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing but a bunch of holy rollers. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? There is a man who's paid the price and will open the door and can do his truth. And try a whole bunch to the power of Jesus Christ. That man is Jesus Christ. He died to take me out of the federal strong shop and to make me free in Christ Jesus. So you can touch the heavens above.
What he is, yet an eagle. All he is, how much different he is from a chicken. But they're both birds. What is a chicken? A chicken is a denomination of brothers. But it's a chicken. How much different it is with a chicken. The eagle goes just as high as he can and builds his nest in the cleft of a rock. And if it's up there, so no predators can get to him. That's the way a real preacher builds his church. As the people of God, he builds it up on the word and the spirit of God, so that the all the old jackers and old chargers and cigar smokers and who have them and can't touch it, because he could send people so high, far into the kingdom of God, that all the old savages of Elvis Presley are the gospel that was the set they turn away from. The high ambition. Jesus said, "You are a city that sits on a hill that gives life to everyone." And the real church of God is built with ambition that is not only earthly organizations. It brings in the power and the resurrection of Christ. He stirs young these old chicken nests that we have around here. Right. No, he in the wilderness looks how to take care of the sprinklers, dehydrators, somebody to put on top, three powers, all kinds of stuff like that in the document. What are they? Nothing but a prayer. A prayer to the weak. A prayer to the wolf. A prayer to the snake. Everything that comes along. Whether a man that's born in the Spirit of God is, they have to be all indoctrinated and born this circle, circle, and that circle, circle. He's born by the Spirit of God, a free man that stands by the, and depends on the living God to take care of him. He's finest that I've taken care of. Your eyes are ambition to live for God. Those people will go out to the wilderness, they'll build their nest a great big coop and put a big bunch of lye over it and put down and everything like that, just a domesticated bird, that's all there is to it. Once you get there, little ones, they don't know nothing about the heavenly. But the evil climbs up there and builds her nest. How many times have I watched them come out of the knockers up in the top of the mountain? You ought to watch the evil how she takes care of her nest. He'll go out and get broken sticks. He'll go right to a little state group like this, just a time. There's not a slip and there's nothing can get to us. I'm so glad that the Church of the Living God built the same way. It's built above all the things of the world. It's so high above it, because we don't even look at it no more. He loves the world, the things of the world. The love of God, hallelujah. That's right. And then this old eagle will take these big sticks and how she'll put them into those crevices and she'll bend them around in the tar. Then she'll go to dry vines and she'll wrap them around and tie that mess together just as tight so the wind can't blow it. Oh, God takes care of his own. And then she'll go out and she wants everything in the country for her babies that come out. So when she kills sheep or rabbits, she'll bring that stuff in, and she'll take a big boot and stuff them loose stickery places all full of rabbit skin, all full of sheep skin, and make it real soft and cozy. That's the way God does when he brings one of these children into his care. He always makes the nest cozy, all the sheep with everything. All the clothes is rolled away. You're just a piece when you're born again. God cares for you. Then how she takes care of those little fellows, washes them, feeds them, takes care of them. She goes out and gets sheep, she goes and gets the feet, she washes her diet. When evils eat us, spiritual evils eat from the word of the living God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Man shall not live by denomination. He shall not live by creeds or by prayers. He shall live by the word of God, that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So, look by the word, and walk through
Satan as he's come out. He's not a buzzard, he's an eagle. Notice. Then, after a while, it comes to a place that these four eagles begin to cut more feathers. How delighted the mother is to see these feathers in the little eagle. After a while, they become pretty good sized feathers. Now, remember, they've never been out of that nest. And that old mother eagle is determined that her kids will not be stricken. They'll not have the habits of stricken. I'm so glad of that. As God's children, God's determined by the Holy Ghost that His Spirit will suffer, will not be strong over nominated so-called Christians. He's determined of that. And after we get the feathers out a little bit, then there comes a time what they call the stirring of the nest. I've watched it many times. That old mother eagle will come down one day, she'll look over these little fellows, and she'll say, all right, she's going to stand up. She'll stand up on her nest. She'll take those great deep wings of hers, and she'll go to stand that nest just as hard as she can. Why? After a while, she's going to take those little needles on a solo's life. We're not going to be chickens earthbound. Days of miracles is past, and there's no such a thing as this and that. But she's going to give them a solo sign. And if those feathers are loose, they'll break the neck. So she has to fan all the loose feathers off of them with her own wings before she can take them on the solo sign. Brother, I'm telling you, if the Pentecostal church ever needs a wing thing, it's right now. They're going to have the loose feathers off of it. That's right. Do the things of the world. All these churches are guilty of the same thing, from one to the other. And notice, she has to get those feathers out of them. And if they don't, they'll break their neck. And he's killing these feathers. And he's got the equipment to do it with. He's got people to believe. And God's got the equipment to do it with. Both over the New Testament. Jesus Christ is king yesterday, the earth, forever. What do you think takes place when those little eagles are being born in that path in the rock, covered by their mother all the time, when the first time they feel the mighty rushing wind coming down? But somehow God has a way of stirring this by a mighty rushing wind. He went up there at Pentecost and leading another mighty rushing wind from the Holy Ghost to stand the new feathers out of the Pentecostal church. Yes! You can act as best as you rest of you. You can go with these feathers stand down. You can stay up there, you'll cut the neck. And you chickens, they're going to be trying to think about it. Well, what do you think of it? Well, you take away the human soul out of there, she'll disintegrate. That's why she can't stand it. She's got to be an evil or she can't stand it. You can't take it. And you've got to be born again before you can ever understand it through the supernatural. Right. So the old evil stands there, and she fans the feathers all out of them. Oh, brother, what a time. Then the next thing she does, she gets in there and takes all of those little sheepskins and things that she stuffed out of that nest, takes the deep and throws them out on the hill. She's determined they're not going to be stricken. And she's going to make that nest so miserable for them that they have to get out. So if any heavy standing on thorns, every time you stay on, it's a thorn. Every day it's a thorn. Every way you stop, it's a thorn. God does that for a purpose. The only evil wants to make them that way. And if you notice when the mighty rushing wind hits you, and you begin to glorify God, everyone you hit with a thorn, you try to test your testimony and bring the world up. And he sees you take the best thing and says, that's your hole, little heaven. A thorn. Get ready! You're going to take a ride! That's what I'm saying. God's just making you ready. You know, listen to the pastor say, Pastor, last night I was praying and all at once something happened to me. My life changed and I feel different. I hear it, but you go stretching out around our church. Never saw him. He makes the nest so miserable till you have to get out. He just can't take it anymore. Because if you don't keep it, that shows you wasn't able to begin with. Then after a while, when he gets it all, listen, all dissatisfied, then the old mother eagle comes up to the nest. And you know, really the little eagle hasn't seen what size bird his mama is. So she gets on the nest, you ought to see it, it's a real drama. And she gets on the nest, and she goes to cooing to him. Cooing to him, the eagle's right. Oh, that sounds good. Then she stretches out her feet and leaves. Yeah, I think I am. And then little fellow says, oh, mama. What a great grace you are. The Son of Him. And He was just looking through the cross of the wingspread. They could pick up the staff and pass it on. And suddenly he didn't even realize what a mother he had. And suddenly he began to look up to her. And she began to show her power. Why do you keep her sitting here sick tonight? You Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians, the doctors bring you down to you Pentecostals. It's because God kind of told her sick to her son. Take all these powers and just put out the lamb. And he wants to know how great thou art. Did you ever turn it back and look at the solar system? How that those little old stars and moons is nothing but insects, little grains of dust on his bed. Sure, how great thou art, he says, saying he was a what type of a pastor would that be? How great thou art. He wants you to look at him. Why? He wants to take you on a ride. He wants to give something good to you, because ain't you tired of being a chicken? You don't want to be a chicken, that's being evil. So then, set forth your great wings. Said, look how great I am. Show those great big wings. You see how great I am? They feel that cool breeze coming in. That's where a man, when he gets down before God, and the Holy Spirit begins to move in on him. How great thou art. How great thou art. Trust me. Can you trust me? And the little sufferer wing says, Mama, I'm just like you are. I'm ready. She's hovering over her nest. She's fluttering over her young. And each one of those little eagles, she throws those big wings down. Each little eagle climbs up there and sets his little paws down her great big strong wings. Takes his little beak, catches a hold of the feathers. You couldn't pull it out with a pair of pliers. So now, you have to be the hold of that little one. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Oh, keep God's very changing hands. Nothing in my arms, God, then, simply to our cross, our claim. What's the world say? Holy Lord, it's the magic divine here. Let every day with you. Let me hold to God's unchanging hands. Let my hopes and power be. Not in your marriage with any church or any minister, any preacher, but set my faith in the merits of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who set me free from the last sin death. Let me hold in His unchanging hands when I take the flight. As the lion or the little eaglet are gathered on the wing. I like to think of that. I was standing in Gary, Indiana some time ago where Brother Gold here is from. And they took me up to show me the mill, the steel mill. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. I've always wondered how this would be. And each man of his beasts was working his lathes, you know, and shavings on the floor, and a little whistle blows. Every man swept the shavings right out in the middle of the floor from the steelwork. And I said, what are you going to do, sir? I said, stand here, Mr. Branham, and you'll see something. I said, all right. I stood there. After all, the other whistle blew, all the man went out. And then after all of them went out, he pressed a little button. I heard something coming in the distance. Roar, roar, roar. I thought, what's that? And down through the tunnel, it was a great, big magnet. And as it crossed over that floor, right down that aisle, all those things picked right up on it and went out to the people. They demagnetized it, and it dropped in to be molded over again. I said, hallelujah! He said, sir. I said, hallelujah, and praise our God. He said, how did it work? I said, where did that stuff go? He said, it's to be molded and made over. I said, I'm thinking of another great magnet. That's coming someday. And so take this old corpse of a body of mine. It's going molded over again. I said, I want to ask you something. Why didn't all those children go? He said, sir, some of them are losing. It was not magnetized. I said, where is the iron? I said, what's the matter with that piece of iron there didn't go? He said, it's folded down. I said, that's it. That's it. All that truth be magnetized, but be folded down to some truth that we see in Christ when He comes. And the Spirit goes to pick you up and make you a new creature, mold you into His own fashion. As I noticed, this old eagle is ever with her again. She squealed 3 or 4 times, real squeaky, and she set her big wings out, and she picked those little birds up, and she went up, 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 up. The air got thinner. There was parish if there wasn't either. But she knew what there was. They were her own breed. God never makes you a promise in here to step out on. He'll give you breath to breathe. He'll give you work to stand. He'll give you breath. What? What about only one of the promise? Here's the one that does. And so went so high, way in the air. Now here's the funny part about it. When she got up there, you know what she done? She struck another one off of her wings. There wasn't going to be chickens. There had to fly. But there's the red eagles. They're kind of goddamn flip flop. Doesn't matter. They were topsy turvy and everything else. They didn't care. They were flying. You say, did she go away from him? No, sir. She just stole it out to one side and began to watch him. Oh, my. If one of them got out of prison, she'd pick him up. Amazing grace, she'd pick him up and lift him right back up to be an invisible. Oh, he's real. His eye is on his barrel. And I know he got to see. I may not be formidable, I may be all out of danger, but I'm trying to fly in high heaven to throw a Pentecostal Jubilee, dropping my Pentecostal wings at the top of the air, so he's out there, and screaming the place of God, just as loud as I know how to do. And he's just saying, yeah, he's not scared, and this is his name. He's an evil to begin with, he's not afraid. And then he turns over and upside down, if he gets too far out of danger. He reaches right down, picks him up, bears him right back up in the grave with him. That's what he does. So he learns how to fly. Oh, how much different with a chicken. Her food. She just walks around the barnyard with him, earthbound, that's all she knows. One day a guy was going to set him here. And he only had 14 eggs. How many is a set? 15, isn't it? And he couldn't find that other egg, so they say he found an eagle's egg. And he took that eagle's egg and put it on the old hoop. And when all of it passed out, that was the funniest looking little creature that he had chicken that they ever saw. Just about, that's about the way you get him in a church, about 1 hour a second. That's right. You know, they're odd looking there, but he's an eagle. Oh, we're going down to the ladies' aid society. Thank you, I don't really want to go. They're going to play pool tonight? Don't think so. They're about one of the set, and that's about the way we're going. So here's a strange thing to watch this little eagle. How you look around, you couldn't learn to have a little chicken. Where it's scratching the manure pile. You didn't know nothing about that. These people down here drinking little sociable drinks and going to horse races and watching the horses dancing, and Elvis Presley, and he loves sushi and don't go to prayer meetings. Are you a Christian thing there, Samuel Sonny? So much different the rest of them. And the old man who had to fly over the barn yard. He knew that was her name. And she screamed, Johnny, you're not a chicken. You're a man. Oh, I remember when I heard it. Come out of that. Come out of the man and be separated from God. Touch out your unclean things. Now I'll receive you. You'll be sons and daughters to me, and I'll be God to you. Don't let yourself up with unbelievers, but come out of it. Whoever was a coming out time, Lord, right now. Come out and separate yourself from the things of the world. Well, then you could say, that sounds evil. Maybe you went to church one night and somebody said, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. That sounds just right. Just what is his nature, you see. He's evil to start with. You know what happened? He turned his little head, put him in the bathroom. Look at him. Look! That's where I ought to be. But the rest of them not going out there. He set the little man in here. Can you want to get up there? Nah, don't you start that fanaticism among my chickens. Don't you start pissing on things around here. You'll excommunicate me right away. The first thing you know, whenever your Bible comes to you, you're evil through all you said, you lost. You're not a chicken, you're mine. Then they said, and tell me how did I get there? They told me I had to stay here. But just get and stop you when you come out. So when Jesus made a jump and dropped his wings and hit on the barnyard post, stopped in the middle of a Pentecostal organization. Now the Baptist Church into a Pentecostal organization. And everybody passed by you and said, Junior, if you think that's how I know, I can't miss you. You've got to come higher than your organization. Get out of your supernatural. God's Holy Spirit with your evil. God bless your heart, sir. Can you use everything you've got. You're fine and fine. Let me listen to you. Turn around. Evil. The evil spirit. Hallelujah. You can't be a chicken. A chicken can't be an eagle. You're predestinated by God to be eagles. You were born to be eagles. You died to be eagle family. Your spirit comes from God who created the heavens and earth, who created all things, and made the world out of things that were. If you're in style, you say amen to everything he says that's just true. And you stand on his word. If the Holy Spirit is in you, it witnesses back to God that you're his child. And no bunch of creeds or denomination holds you away from God. You're good because you're God. Oh, the Holy Spirit of God screams over the building, screams over the people, works among them. You're in that one that he's calling, showing the people that he was just the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's here tonight the same way. Let's bow our heads just a minute. I want to ask you something. If you're not an eagle, would you like to be an eagle? Raise your hand and say, God, take my hand as I raise it up. God bless it. That's good. That's right. Let me be the Lord. I haven't been, but I want to be. I want to get into the sphere where denominations won't hold me. I don't say get away from your denomination. I need Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. I don't say that. But we have evil in it. There's other evils in there. Raise your hand and say, God, take my hand, catch me around everyone, and bring me up into the heavens. Praise God. You are single through that thing you like about you. Because you were born to believe it. There's something in you says it's real. Lord God, take these hands and sing with you. Bring them out of the old mess and let them know that the Spirit of God that came out is calling them to a deeper walk, to a greater experience. Not just an experience of putting a name on a book, walking out. Putting a name on a Pentecostal book or any kind of a book and walking out. But it means being born again by the Holy Spirit. God, let the scream of the Holy Spirit echo in their hearts deep tonight. Let it rise and be filled with the Spirit. And someday when you come, we'll fly away into the heavens by your Spirit and by your grace. Then it in Jesus' name, amen. You love him? Without the music, you'll give us the chorus. I love him. How many knows it? Let's sing it now. Right? I love him. Everybody knows
the mother eagle flew over her, Lord, calling, calling, come up, please, come up. Your mother, it is for you. The great Holy Spirit, the pillar of God, comes over this building like perfume. Mind to me, my son, you are born of my spirit. The Lord Jesus is here. How many sick people did you relate to him? Reaching and raping and whatever. God bless you. You don't need to worry about it. I think the Holy Spirit tells me right now, he wants to prove to you he's God. And he's the only one who can give us freedom. We don't have those bad times. We ain't got any more answers, don't need them. I think that God's right now puts you to do something. Amen. How the woman touched his garment, he turned and told her, went to her to eat. Now, have faith and believe. Oh, I just, in my, I can't tell you, it's a sight. What a sight. There's five senses controlled about a few things to be a part of here. But the sixth sense is faith. You don't see it, you can't believe it. It's not over here. But it's there. Just like this microphone here before me, because I see it. If there was a man standing here, I could see it. But only way I could tell the man moved was the rocking. But in this noise in the sound, I know he could it anyhow. When he moves, I can tell it. You pray if you need. If God right here now wrote a thing, never I knew what I was saying to you. If God was in something for him here, I could get any son who would promise you this, how many of you would love him and know that you can do this, that our hearts are filled and defined. God, you see your hand on your servant, and they are too. Let it be done, Lord, that they might let this word of God be on telling you the truth. I might not be able to polish up a sermon like a minister ought to, but Lord, I do know you, and I'm able to pray for you and help God. Now you speak the words of my sermon wasn't sufficient. You speak the word in your own way. In Jesus' name, we commit ourselves to you. Amen. Let's get drunk. Believe. I was a woman touched his garment. And when I'm in the audience, Jesus turns and he touched me. This Holy Spirit that I speak of is the same today. We don't need church. Then we have to ask the same. He's the Holy Spirit. You're sick now. Pray. Tomorrow night will be the regular healing night. Tonight is soon. Yes, sir. Stand there just a minute. You just stand there. I don't know you. Of course, you haven't got a prayer for him. Now you know what one is. You bring me to be his servant. If Christ will reveal to me what's your trouble, and you accept it, believe you can be healed, and whatever it is, and you know, sitting right there looking at me, something's going on right now. If that's right, raise up your hand. I never seen in my life. This is probably our first time ever meeting. But if you believe with all your heart, the heart trouble bless you. You have heart trouble, isn't it? That's why I raise your hand right here. Come back and by the way, that man standing next to you will have heart trouble too. Right next to you. That's right. You could hide your life spirit if you had to. But when I say that man, it makes you alarmed. And you believe. That's right. Now you go and be healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. If that's right, stand upon the feet of I promise you to do it. Hallelujah. There are many evil signs in you. Some of you believe, some of you believe that's great for you. Set Robert, open the room. Come on, y'all. The little fellow suppose that you got hard trouble too. Had an awful spell today. Stay close to one thing or another, but it's heart trouble, sir. Weak is nervous condition. Forget it. Go home and be well. You're coming a long way from this to 21 years, 7 years. Something threw up. It'll be all right. Over the years of your life. I don't know you. God bless. What about this young lady sitting here looking at me so sincerely?
Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe I'm His servant? Do you believe the Spirit works and Spirit works through me? You're reading prayer, aren't you? If I tell you that God's Spirit, just like the woman touches God, if you touch Him too, I've never seen in my life, did I? There will be nothing about you, but you got spinal trouble. That's right. You get well if you don't have it. Go home and be well. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will be able to do it. You think about your heart? What about you, lady, sitting there? You put up your hand in any healing? You set your hand in? I don't know. You've never seen me in my life as far as I know. You might have seen me, but I don't know you. If God will explain to me and let me know that if you touch His arm, something happens, I won't speak to you unless that angel standing right there over you. That light, you see the picture of it? Well, that's exactly what's making you feel where you are. He's right over you. I've never seen you in my life. That's right. If you're going to put your hands on a stranger to you, you've got a strangling spirit, which is a guard inside your neck. You're not from this country. You come from a place that's below here. You come from Orlando, Florida. That's exactly right. That's the spirit of the Lord. You believe it.